The Arizona Department of Transportation and Federal Highway Administration tonight are holding the last of a series of public meetings to get input on proposed corridors for the section of Interstate 11, which would run between Nogales and Wickenburg. Some of those opinions are included in a new report compiled by the Sonoran Institute, which spent time in Wickenburg to hear from residents there about the project and about past transportation projects that some residents feel have had negative impacts on the town. Ian Dowdy runs the Sun Corridor program at the Sonoran Institute, and he joins me. And Ian, did you hear a consensus from residents there about what they do and do not want?
Wickenburg used to be the only place you would go through if you're coming from Los Angeles, if you're coming from Las Vegas, if you're coming even from Flagstaff. You would have to go through Wickenburg. So they were kind of this really important travel hub, if you will. And along came Interstate 17, along came Interstate 10, and then US 93 was even bypassed around Wickenburg in the last 10 years. And so they've begun to have this sort of a feeling where their community is being adversely affected by transportation projects. So when Interstate 11 comes along, you can understand that Wickenburg would feel that this project could potentially affect them yet again.
Are residents hoping in general that the corridor of I-11 will go through Wickenburg or go nearby Wickenburg, or are they hoping just to steer clear of it altogether?
Well, I think that's really what we wanted to capture here. So what we wanted to do is come up with a common frame of reference. So we looked at their community values, and that was the first step of this process. We wanted them to identify their community values and say to us, these things are important to us. It's our Western heritage, it's our small town feel, it's our natural landscape, whatever those are. And we went back to them with those values and said, now you give us design solutions, you tell us where this can go, and we're going to hold you to the values that you shared with us and make sure that those are the things that are the deciding factors.
So what came out of that? What are some of the kinds of things that residents would like to see?
Well, the first thing that came out of it is a pretty good understanding of where the corridor should not go. And the community was pretty clear, at least those who showed up at the charrette and were involved in the process, that I-11 should not go through Wickenburg. I-11 should go somewhere where it doesn't impact the existing urban structure, the downtown businesses, and all of that. It should go somewhere nearby where they can benefit from it, but not through downtown. So that's the first thing that we learned. The second thing we learned is that there is a way for the Interstate 11 to be designed and integrated using context-sensitive solutions into the community of Wickenburg and the urban fabric and respect their values. And so by learning that and understanding how to do that, we're able to give the community the tools that they need to inform ADOT when the I-11 EIS is going out for public comment.
Is there a sense that residents could potentially benefit from having it nearby? You reference that they want it maybe not right through the town, but nearby. You hear a lot from cities and towns nearby freeways that there's economic development possibilities, there's retail possibilities, there's some kind of, you know, economic possibilities. Do they see that with this?
They do. Wickenburg realizes from our engagement, certainly, that I-11 can bring a lot of value to them. What we've been careful to share with Wickenburg and what we think they understand is that it's really hard today to understand what I-11 will mean to them in 30 years when it's completed. And so what we're trying to help them understand, and ADOT and others through this process, is that the best way to make I-11 the most valuable resource to these communities is to allow it to have a lot of flexibility and to define the next generation economy.
Well, how do you get city leaders and residents of a particular municipality to try to figure some of those things out or maybe see that far into the future when the industries that might be best located along a proposed I-11 corridor might not even exist yet?
It's a tremendous challenge. It's a huge challenge. So what we try to do is help them understand what a range of futures could look like. The reality, though, is that the only way to make I-11 the most beneficial it can be, there's really two things that need to happen. First, I-11 needs to avoid as much as possible impacts to cultural values and to the environment. And secondly, it needs to be less prescriptive than any highway project that we have seen in the past. I-11 needs to be, yes, certainly, you know, looking at the most immediate need, which may be moving a freight and vehicles like we think of interstates now, but it also needs to look forward to different changes that are coming, significant changes to our transportation infrastructure, and different needs.
Did you get the sense from talking to folks in Wickenburg that there are particular industries that they are excited about or optimistic about potentially along that corridor, even if they don't know exactly what those will look like? For example, manufacturing might be a good option for that area, even if we don't exactly know what might be manufactured there.
You know, Wickenburg has the luxury of having an airport, actually a very nice airport on the west side of their community. They're looking to that airport to be a hub of industrial and manufacturing opportunity, logistics, all of those things. And there's a lot of land right in that area that they can benefit from. There's also a rail corridor that goes along the US 60, which is nearby. And they're looking to that also, again, to be multimodal, kind of freight logistics, if you will, potentially even manufacturing, but also a ton of opportunity for renewable energy development. So you could even have the whole supply chain for renewable energy right there. You could have manufacturing facilities that are making the components. You can be applying it on the broad swaths of open land that are available for development that are low impact for the environment, for example, and move that energy using the Interstate 11 and conduits along it to demand centers like in California or in southern Nevada.
Ian Dowdy directs the Sun Corridor Program at the Sonoran Institute. Ian, thanks a lot.
You're so welcome.